If I thought I was nervous going to Swerve for the first time, that was nothing compared to how I felt the night before we left for Denmark. Ben first visited the B75 table tennis camp in 2011, and had spent much of the last 6 months eagerly telling me just how hardcore it was. He delightedly told me how each morning he would have to start warming up half an hour early just to wear out all the aches and pains from the previous day, how everybody was super keen and would spend their spare time training and warming up, how there were only two English speakers on the entire camp, including him, and everything was in Danish or Chinese, how they told him his technique was completely wrong and he had to relearn everything, how the quality of both the coaches and the players was really high. That is the sort of thing Ben thrives on, hardcore training with players who are much better than him. As he told the stories, you could see him shivering with anticipation. I don't think I've ever seen him so excited. But while he thrived on the idea of no one speaking English, it terrified me. He loved the idea of being surrounded by better players. I was stuck worrying about what my controlling would be like. How much astronomically better than me will they be if they told Ben his technique was all wrong? Two delayed flights and an hour's drive deep into rural Denmark later, we finally arrived. Although at that time of year, Denmark is light for almost 20 hours a day, we had arrived at midnight. It was pitch black and almost everyone was fast asleep. We were welcomed by two hyperactive girls, probably in their late teens. In flawless English, they admonished us for arriving so late, and with boundless energy, they ushered us to our room. I'm not entirely sure what I was expecting. I knew it wasn't going to be a 5-star hotel, because I had been tasked with bringing a sleeping bag, perhaps a dormitory, or something similar to the youth hostels I used to stay in when holidaying as a student. But whatever it was I was expecting, it wasn't a classroom. We were each handed a thin mattress and led round the school to what they described as the adult's room. In pitch black, we groped our way into the classroom, careful not to trip over the bundles of human beings curled up all around the floor. At the back of the room, I could just about make out a pile of desks that had been pushed to the wall. I found some empty space and, trying my best to be as quiet as possible, rummaged through my suitcase for the sleeping bag. Finally, tucked in and with my eyes getting accustomed to the darkness, I peered around at my fellow roommates. What would they be like? I had this image of Olympic-sized and skilled table tennis fanatics. This would be my home for the next 10 days. Over the sound of harmonious snoring, I finally drifted off to sleep. After a hurried breakfast and a quick introduction to the other members of the room, who happened to be mostly English people Ben had recommended the camp to, we entered the main hall for the opening ceremony. It was a huge room, filled wall to wall with table tennis tables. Lars Rockyar, the organiser, introduced each country represented by players. He had every flag and would ask each player to stand up as a snippet of their national anthem was played. Even the mayor of the local town, Sindal, was there. After introducing the players, Lars moved on to the coaches. Oh my word, I was totally gobsmacked at their calibre. It was an ex-world champion and a number of previous and current top 100 world-ranked players, many of whom were now coaching their national teams. Unfortunately for Ben, the camp had become a lot more international since he was last there. No longer would he have to try and guess what the coach was saying. Now the official language was English. There went one of my biggest fears. The other, that all the players would be unbelievably good, was partly dispelled as well. There were plenty of brilliant players, but there were also quite a few at a similar level to me. I was put in the second bottom group, Group K. That's right, despite my fears, I was only in the second to bottom group. It was headed up by Per Rosin, who is a full-time coach at Kungsagen BTK in Sweden, and Li Yang, who is a former Chinese national team player. In other words, he was once good enough to be in the top 20 in the world, and is currently the technical coach of the German national team. For the next 10 days, I would be working alongside Timo Boll's coach. Timo Boll is about as close to a celebrity as you get in table tennis. As soon as I was introduced to the group, my nerves disappeared. Per was very friendly, and so were all the other players. It felt different to any other camp I'd been on, as we were all at a similar level, and I knew I wouldn't have to train with anyone who was intimidatingly better than me. We started off by playing a few matches. I won some, lost some, and landed around the middle of the group. That had never happened before. As I got chatting to my new training partners, I realised something else.